I'm going to offer a guided meditation on joy. And this is not to try to make something happen, make yourself feel joy. It's an invitation to enter into the meditation, mindfulness of breathing, in a way discovering how calming the body, calming the tensions in the body, which are holding states of suffering, states of pain and physical and mental pain, and how calming these, following the breath, brings a sense of relief and an opening to joy, to happiness. Joy is not the end of the path. It's something that unfolds as part of the path, but it's not the goal of the path. And in fact, as we continue and deepen in practice, we discover even more beautiful states than joy. So just with that kind of preface, not to expect that something should happen or you will feel something or another, but just allowing yourself to enter into this process. So please take a posture for meditation. So setting your body at ease and taking a posture which is balanced and stable and alert. So bringing a sense of ease to the body it's a kind of inner softening. Notice if there's tension being held in the body. And with the breath, invite it to release. And if there's some unease being held in the body and it's not releasing, we can be easy with the unease. We can just let it be. Let it be as it is. Am I speaking loud enough?
Not really.
Okay, I'll speak up. Thank you.
Thank you.
So even if there is some unease in the body, and it doesn't, and we invite it to release with the breath, we connect with it with the breath, and it doesn't release, we can be easy with that. We can just let it be. Let it be as it is. Invite the mind to be at ease. Invite your mind to rest and relax. So if there's anxiety or preoccupation or worry, just as you breathe in and breathe out, invite it to let go with the exhale. And if there is still unease in the mind, perhaps you can be easy with that. Just let it be as it is. Let yourself be at ease with your heart, resting in the heart, perhaps breathing into the heart, connecting with the heart. Connecting with your emotional body. Take a few long, deep breaths. A full in-breath that allows the chest to expand. A full out-breath. Releasing tension with the out-breath, tension in the body, tension in the mind. Take a moment to notice what you're bringing to meditation. Is there anything that you're carrying in terms of a mental state, an attitude? How are you relating to being here right now? Is there judgment? Is there a sense of wariness? Are you interested? Are you open? Are you delighted? And if you find that there's anxiety or worry as you exhale, allow that to soften. Invite that to be released. And let your breathing return to a natural breathing. Just following one breath after another. See if you can become aware of a kind of global sense of the body, the fullness of it. Letting awareness move in the body. As you breathe, feel the breath in the torso, in the arms, in the legs, in the feet, in the head. Throughout the whole body. A sense of the body inflating and deflating, filling up and letting go. And as you feel this global sense of the body breathing, notice if there's any place of tension in the body. Any places that feel tight, that perhaps you can bring the breath to and invite to soften. Perhaps in the jaw, or in the skull, the temples, the brow. The shoulders. perhaps around the heart or in the shoulder blades. Let the belly be soft and loose. Relax in the belly. Within the body, as part of the body, be aware of your breathing, how different parts of your body experience the breathing. So being aware of the breath as it actually is. No agendas, no judging. Very simple, very easy, just knowing. Seeing what is happening in the body as you breathe in and breathe out. And this simple seeing what is happening in the body is itself calming. Most minds are not content to just be with the simplicity of breathing. Most minds want to add something extra. As you notice that the mind is being drawn away, just invite the thinking mind to relax. It's not just a matter of coming back to the breath and reconnecting your attention to the breath, but it's relaxing the contraction around the thought, around the thinking. See if you notice a kind of contraction that arises with the thinking. Kind of grasping, subtle. Bring a relaxed sense of intention without straining, allowing the experience of breathing to fill your awareness. Nothing needs to happen. Is nothing to judge. Simply exploring the breath, the movement of the breathing, the way the body moves, inhalation, exhalation, expansion, contraction, tingling, vibration, softness, hardness, warmth, coolness. Let go, soften, relax into the experience of breathing. Soften the body, the shoulders, the belly. Soften the mind, relaxing and yet sustaining that sense of purpose to engage with the breathing. To engage in being mindful of what the breath is like and also how it changes over time. Feel the rising and falling of your breath to be like waves in the ocean. Aware of the waves rising and falling, and also aware of the vastness and depth of the ocean. Aware of the breathing and also the fullness and boundlessness of the body in which breathing occurs. Continue to notice if any place of tightness in the body comes into your awareness. And relax with the exhale. Releasing at the end of the exhale, softening, or even softening at the end of an in-breath. Not by pushing, but by letting go of something so that the in-breath can be more complete. Notice if there's a tightening around the in-breath. And if there's a letting go that can happen, a softening. Invite an easing, a releasing, a calming without striving to achieve something. Sometimes we find places of tension in the body that don't relax very easily. They're deep, deep places of tightness or holding. And so don't struggle with it. You can let it be and move on to a place that does release more easily. Let the waves of your breath be waves of calmness. Breathe it, breathing waves of calmness through the whole body. Softening around the skull as well. As if the brain is a muscle. Relax the face, the head, the heart. Without becoming dull, calming with alertness, calming with vitality. If thoughts or emotions arise as we're doing this practice, notice how this is expressed in the body. not judging or rejecting it. Simply soften around it. Invite the contraction to release, or simply let it be. Let the contraction be there like a little island in the vastness of the ocean of your body. Imagine a lake that is fed by an underground source, a spring. In the same way, let your breathing be the source. The breathing feeds in and nourishes the rest of the body. With the breathing as a wellspring, relax your body. Release the places of holding and tension. Let the body become more settled. As you release a contraction around an emotion or a thought, if this happens, if you experience this, perhaps you'll feel a moment of relief, a moment of spaciousness. A moment which is pleasant. And allow yourself to feel whatever pleasure or satisfaction comes, even the subtlest sense of softening and relaxing. As you relax, as you calm your body, it becomes easier just to be here, just be here, just be now. It becomes a little less likely that we're carried away by thoughts and worries. We may feel a little relief, a little appreciation. It's enough just to be here, breathing, feeling relief, maybe feeling the joy of that. Make space, make allowance for relief, for well-being, for joy to begin appearing in your body and mind. Stay with the breathing as if the wind of the breath brings relief and joy. If joy arises, if relief arises, if a kind of softening and pleasure arises, take it in. Let it spread and become more full. if you find that you're caught in discomfort, in feeling that your body is not comfortable, you could mindfully shift your posture so that you're not distracted by feelings of a physical discomfort from sitting. The Buddha taught about joy and pleasure from meditation, that when it arises, we should take it in. We should open to it. We should let it nourish us. In letting go of thinking, in letting go of agitation in the mind, it's helpful to have a sense that we're letting go into something. Not just letting go for its own sake, because we may be identified in some way with the thought patterns that we're holding on to, that we're contracting around. As we let go of fear, let go into peace. Let go of anger into love. When we let go of the thoughts and emotions that we're contracted around, it helps to know that we're not going to disappear, that we're letting go into something beautiful, something more spacious, more peaceful. It helps us settle into a place that feels deeply at peace, at home. We can have a sense, perhaps, that we're letting go into a vastness, a stillness. Not a stillness which is frozen, but a stillness which is at ease. Soft. Like somebody who's been on a long journey comes to a refreshing pool of water. And they take off all their dusty clothes and immerse themselves in the water. And all the pores are cleansed of dust and dirt. And they come out of the water and wrap themselves in a soft, clean blanket. As we turn our attention inward and invite the painful contractions of body and mind to release, it's like lowering ourselves into a refreshing pool of water. It's like being wrapped in that softness, in that vitality of our, in that liveliness of our immediate experience. At ease and happy, breathing in, breathing out. Expanding, contracting. Trusting yourself with breathing. Feeling the fullness of it as a bodily experience. Intimate within yourself, content. Letting things be. Riding the waves of breath. Letting go into a sense of stillness within. A stillness that perhaps resides within the sense of breathing. Or perhaps you experience the stillness as surrounding the breathing, and the breathing moves through the stillness. Relaxing, softening, letting go of the liking and disliking, which are activities of the mind. Letting yourself relax into the stillness, which is okay with however things are. Still, right in the middle of breathing in and breathing out, and everything else.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.